Hello. Don't y'all laugh at me.
I'm laughing because we're the two people who still haven't gotten their voices back, and you're out here.
Who is I? I'm Sky. I'm Fly. And we're back here for another episode of, what's this, Shea Butter Rewind Therapy, where I, Sky, talk to the people in the streets. People, Shay. Players.
I'm talking to Shay.
And we talk about games. And what do you know? The people available.
Shea Butter. Don't look at me like that.
Hey, that actually does work. Ooh, yeah. So the people available. The game that was available was another Angel City game against the Gotham, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New England,
Jesus
Maine,
Christ. You are making it hard on yourself.
New York, New Jersey, Gotham. There we go. And so here today, I've been joined by wonderful Gotham fans. Would you like to introduce yourself, oh Gothamlands?
Sure.
Do you have like a bat noise?
Honestly, anything that I say right now is going to sound like a bad screech just because I'm still recovering. So don't even get me started. My name is Natalie. Pronouns are they, she, and I am a capo and a tifo cryptid for Gotham and for Collab 9. Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Do you not see the label that I gave us for Gotham cryptids?
All right, well.
What in the heck? Okay, wait, pause. What is a capo? What is a capo and what is a tifo cryptid?
Capo are the lovely people who choose to either spend one half of the game or the entirety of the game not actually watching the game they paid for, instead choose to lead the masses in the supporter section in song and dance. And screaming, honestly. It's a lot of screaming. You have to know how to keep tempo, so I'd like to think that I have at least a little bit of a rhythm to myself. And then a tifo cryptid is just, for Cloud9 specifically, there is a group of three people, we call it the three-headed tifo monster, the Hydra. It's just three of us, myself, Jen, and Melissa, who is a founding member of Cloud9, and we kind of generate and help plan out all of the tifo that you see out in the stadium.
Just like, argh!
Yeah, pretty much. We get together, we scream some, we do some pillaging, and then we somehow produce a tifo.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. But Shay got to do some of that this last tifo too, which was great. I was very happy to see you back in the fold. I didn't say it was your first time. Okay. I'm just saying you were back in the fold.
Right. Okay. Wait, so what, did y'all do the tifo in Rhode Island or in New Jersey or
Jersey?
We did it in the lovely hometown of Kristen Edmonds, Metuchen, New Jersey.
Okay. All right. Is Shay?
You want to introduce yourself, Shay? Yeah.
Long ass intro over here.
I was trying to get you in there and you just didn't speak.
Well, my name is Shay. I use he, him pronouns. I am a capo, drummer, and board member for Cloud9. I've been part of Cloud9 for about 6, going on 7 years now. So that's a fun time for me.
Work. Okay, so.
You've been through it all.
I've been through a lot.
Dang, y'all got to sound like a journey. We on a journey to the to the Cloud9.
It's been a rebrand. It's been a lot.
I've been through a winless season. This is a scandal.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Y'all were, so y'all been down since like Sky Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all really down. Like y'all came out the bottom. Now you here.
We witnessed Sam Kerr on the fields of URSAC when Rutgers was her stomping grounds.
When she set the record.
When she set the original record.
Set the goal scoring record.
That limb is now broken.
Yeah. I was at the game. I think it was Sky Blue versus Gotham. Sky Blue versus the Boston Breakers. I was at the
Holy
game.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah, when she broke the record. Wow. So that was a fun time.
Oh, ye old supporter. Okay.
Okay, Boomer.
Like, I'm not one. Like, I'm not an antique, too. But it's all good. Cool. So, they are here to join us. Wait, Cloud9 is a supporter group of the Gotham. Which state have I named? Yes. Vermont. Of the Vermont Gotham FC. So, we're going to learn. So, what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about this game, the situation, that happened the other day. And we're going to talk about, I guess we're going to talk through some tactics and stuff, their experiences. We're going to talk about Pride. Because Pride, yeah. It was a Pride game. There's a lot of rainbows. I'm currently in a hoes mad situation. Shout out to Connor. And then we'll talk about, I don't know, we'll talk about the experience as capos. Then we'll talk about some hits and riffs. Special variation, because it's Pride. So, all right, let's get into it. So this game.
Yeah. Wait.
So before we get into it, let's give a starting lineup. Let's get starting lineup. So from the Gotham, what state have I named? New Hampshire's. we had on the back line, we had Mandy Freeman, Emily Sonnet, Tierna Davidson, Jenna Nyswanger. Then in the midfield, Yeah, I think this is midfield. Is this a diamond midfield?
It was 4-3-3.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, we had Crystal Dunn, Neely Martin. Is that right?
Yep.
Yasmeen Ryan, Delaney Sheehan. And then you had
notable Sheehans.
And then you had Ella Stevens.
Yeah.
And one Rose Pink Lava Lavelle. Is that what you're calling?
No, as my tata says, the Rose of España.
Okay. Well, shit. Yeah, she was acting like it. And then, hold on. You got to scroll down. All right. And then we had on the Angel City situation side. Wait, hold up. In goal, you had one AK.
Hey, watch it. Watch it.
She was bothered. All right. We going to get into that. Then
we
in goal,
still don't boo her. We don't boo her. Bless her heart.
I didn't boo her. I did. She was balling. And then for Angel City, they had Dee Dee Heritage. Once upon a time, Gotham.
Yep.
Vermont. I already did that one. Gotham, Massachusetts.
Gotham,
player.
Massachusetts. Ew. Could you imagine the math hole crossing with a New Yorker? No. Absolutely not.
Leave Massachusetts.
That's a bastard.
Just wait. I got y'all. M.A. Vignola, Megan Reed, Madison Curry, Giselle Thompson. We had Lily Nabay, Rocky Rodriguez, Clarice Lebion. And then your front line was Claire Emsley, Sydney LaRue, and Alyssa Thompson. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
You had the Switchblade sisters. And...
Yeah, we had Switchblade sisters. No, they don't want to be called that.
Well, that's too damn bad.
All right. So how was it? So let's start at the beginning of the game. So what were your feelings coming into the game? Because y'all had some injuries. Because one legendary Lynn Renee. Was out.
And she was celebrating too.
Yeah.
That sucked. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Number one thing that happened. They have finally freed Mandy Freeman.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise Lord Jesus above that they finally took Mandy Freeman out from the bench and let her run wild. And by God, did she do the damn thing. We love Mandy so much.
I was excited, but not excited because I knew it was going to happen because, She bawled. But yeah, continue on.
Yeah. So if you want to give your number one.
Who? Of the day?
So
at the beginning of the game, when you saw the lineup.
That lineup. What were you expecting having seen that lineup?
Oh. Well, Ellie Stevens has been on a tear lately. Yeah. So I was thinking she was gonna at least score one for us. But I was happy to see Rose start and actually did she play a full game
close to it
damn near yep
close to it
her was that her Mandy. Was that her first start in a while or
yeah I think she I started think... last game but I think she only got on like 60 or 70
okay
yeah
so yeah I was happy to see Rose back into like a regular start that means she's at the very least healthy enough to play well for us. So
yeah, and I was happy about that. Like I loved Mandy coming in. Like honestly, they shook up the defense a little bit, and I was a little scared about that. You know, Sonnet was in. They put in Jenna was always there. Like Jenna's been an absolute baller for our team since last year, and she just keeps getting better and better. And I'm so excited for her.
We love the rookie.
We love our rookie. We love Macy Bell too. Obviously, she's gotten a couple of good looks so far, but she's also now on the injury list. And so like the shifting around and like the managing of minutes was coming, like Bruninha's coming off of going national team and everything. So we knew something was going to be shifted. And we're just really happy that they ended up gelling so well together, honestly. Mandy had a couple of really great clearances. They really stuck it out and shut down a lot of the offensive moves that Angel City were putting on, which, you know, really good. And then there was AKB.
Wait, hold on. We're going to get to her.
We'll dedicate some time to her.
So my question is, for, is this the first time that Yasmin Ryan and Crystal Dunn have played together? I guess in this kind of formation with Roosevelt?
Honestly, I think this is the first time that I've seen Crystal and Rose like start together. Just for those that pairing, and of course, like they ended up both scoring, which was like it's like seeing lightning strike the same place twice. Like you never think it's gonna fucking happen, and then it does. You know
what the hell you did? I was like, oh shit!
It was time.
It's nice to see, especially with our big hitters like Midge. What is wrong with me? with Midge and Lynn being off really hurts. So having the confidence of just like, oh, we have these two that can actually put some balls in the net.
And Ella, like you said, Ella was close. Esther was like just like a couple degrees off of actually scoring that header, which she should have put away.
Well, Didi had put her hand on that, and it was a good save.
But we have some good threats that aren't just the people who are out, and so having them kind of flex into those spaces and be able to pick that up and be like, you know what, I got this, you know, take your time, take what you need to rest until they come back. I really love that. We have the depth.
Right. So
finally.
So this is what I thought when I saw Angel City's situation. So I was like, okay. Then I was like, no.
So the Didi's coming. So we mentioned Didi, right?
Yeah.
Rocky is also someone who was a part of our Sky Blue specifically for a minute.
Wait, what? For real?
Rocky Rodriguez was
Rocky,
Sky Blue.
Rocky was a part of Sky Blue Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have an autograph somewhere.
My bad. Yeah, Sky Blue Philadelphia. Yeah.
Shit. I mean, literally, even McSkillet touched Sky Blue.
Whoa. Wait. We are not talking about that individual. But yeah, I knew she was a part. I would send her back over there the way y'all like try my life. But
Angel City was fucking like Gotham Light for a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So let's actually talk about this. Don't do this. Let's actually talk. Well, this is true. Yes. Anyway, we gonna focus on focus. So when I saw this lineup, I was like, so this is a variation of what they played against San Diego. So you had Sydney and Le'Veon. I was like, I pray we don't decide we're gonna switch them, where you make Le'Veon the nine and we keep Sydney in midfield. Because Sydney is your best 10 for what you have all your forwards doing. Because all the forwards are having to play at least two or three positions each game, and that's part of the problem. And then you have Rocky and then Lily Nabe. I wouldn't have put Lily Nabe in this game because you had Crystal Dunn and Rose Lavelle and Yasmin Ryan existing. No. This is not the best game for that, particularly because Sarah Gordon is still hurt. I knew the back line was the back line. I wasn't concerned about that. Because you would have M.A. Vignola, and Giselle Thompson actually has been balling since she's not been hurt.
Giselle was scary. Honestly, having them both on the field for like that.
Zoom,
that was the first time that I had seen them play together against our team.
Yeah.
And like that was crazy. Like they have great synergy. Like,
yeah.
It's really, really cool to see them both up out on the field. And they bring some fresh beach energy. They really do.
Wow. Yeah. So with them, I knew given what they were set up, they were going to play. They play like a 3-5-2 that flips back and forth. People switch places, but I always figured it would be three or two in the back, which I don't like. So one beef I have with Becky is she likes to run the same thing no matter who's back there. Whether they understand the system, there's enough structure and direction. Because I think the biggest thing with Angel City, you got a lot of youth who aren't played in enough, and you don't have enough veterans yet to help counteract some things. So then they can get lost in space. And then some of the stuff doesn't fit the skill sets for who's on the field. So in the case, I didn't want Lily to bet probably to start this game, Nabe to start this game because of She doesn't necessarily handle speed well. I think Madison Hammond would have been better because she can actually drop back as a center back and be a six. But then also Rocky Rodriguez could be able to go forward because you needed more help in the box because you actually have a very organized midfield. The other thing is y'all are running the similar system Angel City's trying to run. The difference is y'all got the pieces and the vets and stuff. You don't have all the pieces. Like this system was built around Kristen Press. Shout out to Kristen being back in practice.
Can we talk about that for a second? Because like I got emotional seeing Sid LaRue start for Angel City, like having just been there as like, you know, a Gotham person.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the day that hopefully we get to see Kristen Press come back.
My eardrum's gonna pop. Everything's this
shit. It's gonna be an earthquake. Every part of me's gonna pop.
It's gonna be a sold out game.
It better be.
It's gonna be sold out.
Oh yeah.
But all that to say is built around her or players like her. So also around Sydney, and this is why Sydney has been staying on the field. But I think my concern was, what are you gonna do against? You probably got 20 minutes to probably attack them because I figured this was a new formation. But after that, if you don't get your shit together, they're gonna jump into the spaces. And I think one of the other problems they have is they like to play out the back. And that is not the ministry. We do not need to. We want to get celebration stacks. We're not trying to be playing out the back. Please don't be giving free goals to teams. But like they want to play out the back, and how they play out the back with all that spacing, I was like, Rose, who played for also Seattle Reign, who played for other teams, has jumped through the gaps. So has Crystal and scored. And I'm like, they both on the field at the same time. Like, they're going to jump in the gap, big-ass gap y'all leave. And there's no Sarah Gordon to clean up.
Yeah. There's only so much that, like, teams with that. Like, if you don't have, like, a veteran presence, like, in your defense, for that example, like, you don't have people, like, forget, like, yeah, like, Crystal is in her 30s. Like, Rose is, like, not a young, spry whatever, like she used to be. But at the same time, like you need people who know those strategies and know how they play to be able to start like moving people around and be like, yo, like you got to take up this space because if not, then like if you miss this pass, you're going to get punished. And like that was the name of the game too. We were working on counters like no one's business.
So I think that's what, so actually the first 15, 20 minutes was a rod because it was like the figuring out of who's who. And then Angel City has a little bit of, you know, success. But again, their problem was in the final third. What is your game plan? Like, what is the strategy? You can't just have Sydney by herself. You can't just have Alyssa by herself. You can't have Alyssa and Sydney and then five people swarming. Well, I love what y'all did. Y'all did it a little bit in the beginning, but started to do it for real. Y'all went from playing whatever this formation y'all was to, if it was only two or three people back there, four people drop back. And so they shut down them even trying to score, and them not having any kind of vision of how to score. And the youth in particular helped to like disrupt everything. And then your goalkeeper.
AKB.
Oh, she heard it from us this time around. We had the entire section. All of those gays were shouting her name. God. I was so happy.
She was bawling. Oh my God. Yeah.
Stood on her head.
He stood on, literally stood on her tiptoe, just like the tip of her tootsie, saved that goddamn ball. And I tell you that I screamed, I almost jumped like two rows off. I was gonna, if that's the day that I pitch invaded, that would have been the day.
The replay of you just like celebrating.
If you look at the replay, you can see. I'm up on like the top rung of like the perch. And so like it was during one of those stops. It was when she made like the, I think it was the header save from Alyssa Thompson. And you can see me in the very bottom edge of like the thing. Cause like my head pops up and then you just see me go, yes. And just like throw my hands in the air. It's so funny.
Yo, even
it was mood scenes.
I gotta say one thing though. The Mystics just won their first game.
Wait, hold on.
68.
Congratulations to the Mystics.
Have yourself a game, Steph Dolson.
Oh my goodness.
I can't wait for the press conference from Atlanta to explain that disaster class. Because they didn't just win. Did they soundly win? Was it still up by like 15, 20 points?
Oh, it was a solid win.
It was 87 versus
87
to 68.
In Atlanta? Yeah. Embarrassing.
In Atlanta. They got demolished.
Embarrassing. Oh. But yeah, congratulations to the Mystics. Y'all got that W. Because Kathy wasn't letting you get in it against the Liberty or the Fevers. Absolutely not. Kathy.
Absolutely not.
People's in my inbox when I said that. I was like, look, it's not happening. Kathy has an agenda. I respect it. But Atlanta? Yes. But anyway, so y'all were seeing that from the, because I wonder, as a capo, how do you, when you're looking at the game, do you pay attention to the game? Or are you yelling at the game? Or is it when it's near you?
I do not remember a single thing from the second half. I was on the perch from half all the way to the end of the game. Mm-hmm. My back is usually turned away from the field.
Okay.
The entire stuff. Yeah. So I do not remember a single thing from that second half. I had to rewatch it.
Yeah. We both rewatched our halves because like you can turn around and like look when people are getting excited. Like that's like, I'll do that. But like by the time you turn around and look, it's already done.
Yeah.
Right, you know, like you've already missed whatever has happened.
Wait, so did you not see the toe save live?
I did see the toe save live because it was on our side.
Okay.
It was during the first half, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was the first half.
It was the first half.
And so, like, since AKB was over on our side and, like, the ball was that close, usually I'll turn and look and, like, you know, kind of give, like, my tempo hand to, like, the back and just keep looking elsewhere. But, like, that save happened and, like, I lost my mind. That was right. It was, like, in slow motion.
It was funny because when she popped it, I was like, if she would have hit it harder, it would have gone in. But it was like I'm going to just do it. And then,
it was a reflection too, right?
Yeah, it was a flip. Yeah, no, she straight up shot it, and then it was like, I'll kick it anyway, whatever. And like at the last minute, AKB stuck that foot out and pop.
Yeah.
Even the header, the header was ridiculous.
The header was straight to her, so like that was.
But it's still a reflex. Like
it was a reflex. Like, it's a reflex.
Her hands were down, and like the header came up towards her. She's gonna like.
Yeah, that was still hard. That was incredible goalkeeping on the right pace.
Her distribution like is also just so good.
It was so sexy. It was incredible. It was beautiful. And this is even where I'm like with Angel City, I'm like, Didi was a little bit slower. You can keep Didi and go, but you have to change how you approach it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't have the distribution like AKB, the person who does is Angelita. But if you're gonna sit there and go, she's too young and she's messing up, even though she only messed up one game. I'm not gonna get emotional about that. But if you're gonna play like this, Angelina needs to start or Hannah needs to start. Because it's not Didi's ministry, and it particularly ain't the ministry when you don't have Sarah Gordon back there. So yeah, part of even how that triggered Crystal's goal was like playing out of the back. And I mean that contributed into it, and it was just a matter of time before the scoring. Cause y'all should have had like five. In the first half.
Honestly, on both sides, like, had it not been for AKB, y'all would have had a couple of really good goals. You know, like, if we didn't have the defense that we had, it would have just been, like, a no-defense just vibe.
Yeah, it was just like,
a 4-5 game, you know, like,
easy,
one of those.
Easy. It could have been, it could have set the record. It really could have went, but, I mean, that's what I said. People were balling, but I was like, the only thing was, like, Didi was reacting a little slow, and I think it's because of decision-making, because you don't have who you need in the front. So, but again, this is on game planning, and this is my beef with Becky. Is like, you don't gotta be like this. Why you gotta be like this? But I figured y'all were gonna be in grips of this until the little, I don't even know what the hell that was. Le'Veon sends a ball in and it just bounces. Sydney took Emily and Tierna out the way.
Okay. We watched that replay.
And you thought it hit
like,
Sydney?
I kid you not, like 10 different times. I love Sid LaRue so much. Like, I am the Sid LaRue truther that is not actually an Angel City fan. That girl did not touch that ball.
Yeah, no, she did. No, she did it. But she dragged everybody away. No, it didn't hit her. It didn't hit her. But it looked like it hit her. It went across, it like fell in front and bounced in. But it looked like it. But she pulled the people away to be able to clear it. And so that's why everybody was like, that's why even AKB was like, what the fuck? Like, what the, y'all, come on. But I mean,
it was like it was a Schross. It was kind of like what's happened before when, I miss her so much, but right before when we hit Cappy, it was very similar to that. Like, you know, like sometimes you hit the ball a certain way and you think you're crossing it, but in reality it's enough to go in. And like AKB was not on it.
Right.
She was expecting, what did you say before?
She was expecting Sid to hit it with her, like to head it in. And she moved in that direction. And
but
it was just like, it was a little bit too much.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't need it.
It didn't need
so
it.
She played a big role in that goal.
Yeah.
I'll but she did not touch that
ball. Her baby hairs might have like whispered against the ball.
Yeah, she did not touch
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that about her.
So I'll say this. This is why it's important, because I don't want people confusing that I ever want Sydney LaRue off the field. She does need to rotate, though. But yeah. The part of why is she staying on the field playing 50 billion minutes is because what she does. But what would be useful is if we utilize the fucking nines. I wasn't gonna cuss. If we use the nines that are on the bench, like you have Messiah Bright, this would have been a good game to use her, particularly with the youth in your midfield, who you were playing in midfield to hold up the ball. But she actually can score, and you can't like have put one or two people on her. You got to put three people on her. You do that with her and Sydney, somebody gonna score, even if you throw people into the goal. Do what UCLA did and throw everybody they bomb in the goal to score to get the championship. You do what you got to do. But I mean, yeah, even doing that, I guess the other thing I was going to say, I wish Rocky Rodriguez was pushed up a little further. I think she did pop off one of those angry shots. When we get angry, at some point, Rocky decides she's going to pop off a shot out the top of the box. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, push her up further. What I do not like seeing is when Sydney LaRue is servicing a 10 who is slower than her. Then put Messiah in. That's the only other thing.
You need to compensate for like the difference in like speed, agility. Like Sid knows what she's doing, but you need someone who can actually act on those passes. And like if it's a matter of her threading the needle, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, I mean, yeah, Giselle and Alyssa were cooking and cooking and cooking and cooking. How are y'all thoughts about y'all's golfing peoples? Cause even that rose gold, I'm like, I can't, you can't, there's nothing. Maybe the crystal gold could have been saved. However, roses is one of those. Well, damn it.
As soon as she puts it on her left foot, it's over.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
And she popped it on the side.
She fully just like the way she shot it, she opened up her hip and at the last second kind of just like shot it into the corner. Like there was no way. No way you're saving that whatsoever. So
yeah. And that's honestly, that's giving Didi the benefit of the doubt, too, because in that first half, Rose had that breakaway.
Yes.
And by all accounts, that should have been a goal. Mm-hmm.
That should have been a goal.
That was her one. Great. You know, that's it, Didi. You had that really great save against Rose. You took her on one-on-one and you won that one time. It was not going to happen a second time.
Honestly, I still think Rose would have scored if it was more accurate because she reacted late. So it would have gone in if she would have. It would have been a beautiful banger. Would have been angrier, but it would have been it would have gone in. But yeah, I was like, it's coming. So I need y'all to score. Y'all got to figure it out. Y'all got to put 1 + 2 together. I don't know.
I mean, if it's Pride Night, like we have to win on Pride Night. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
we
got to do it for Tierna. We got to do it for Tierna who just came out of her brace.
We got to
do it for all the gays.
This is not. Works. There's gays on Angel City. What the hell? Works. What the
you
hell?
You put out a team though, and that means that they're gonna win because they're just so emotional.
Like, what the fuck? This is not how this works. What the hell?
The gays are not gonna lose in their own house. Hello, we had a drag queen perform the anthem.
Hey, have you seen Angel City? Angel City had that theory when y'all play Orlando on Pride Night in LA. Please, Lord.
good luck.
Yeah, I wanted to say Mandy Freeman was balling. I hope y'all start her.
They need to.
They rotate her, do whatever.
Yeah,
she was playing really good. When she shut down a bunch of stuff, I mean Claire couldn't get loose because Claire kept running into Crystal and Mandy saying nah. So
they were doing some really sneaky links up that right wing too, which was amazing because like Mandy, they were interchanging. Mandy almost got a fucking penalty kick called on her,
right? Yeah.
Which is crazy. Which
I fully believe still a penalty.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, the refereeing was terrible.
We can go into that because we've been waiting to dig into that. You can let it fly. You let the chopper fly for this one.
You know what? When she got hit by the ball, I knew.
several times. She just kept getting in the way of the ball.
Yeah, I was like, girly. Yeah, but then she was getting mad at players. I'm like, what are we doing? People getting yeeted on both teams and we just like, whatever. I don't know what the refereeing. We didn't have... There was a ridiculous stoppage time, right? It was
12 minutes.
See, okay. 12 minutes. The 12 minute one, I kind of understand. There were three. Okay.
Because she was picking. She was making up from I can understand it to a point. She was making up from the first half, but do that shit in the first half. Don't do 12 minutes at the end of the game.
I don't think she was making up for the first half. You had in the second half. You have 2 goals. You had a water break, which is a minimum like 3 minutes. And then you had like 3 players, like
3 Angel City players,
3 Angel City players just get injured and they're on the ground for about like 2-3 minutes. So I kind of understand where the 12 minutes come from.
Yeah, but it was painful.
It was painful.
It was unnecessary.
But I kind of understand.
It was unnecessary. necessary.
It's not even just because obviously the game is still going. Like when we do our, if we're winning, like as Cloud9, if we were winning at the end of a half or at the end of the game, we do in the last like minute of regular time, we go into wipeout, you know, like the da 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 da, like that. And it's hard on us and it's hard on our drummers. And so like when you have 12 minutes, we literally looked at each other, we're like, we cannot do 12 minutes of wipeout. Like, I am sorry. I'm not gonna be swimming in the section for all this freaking time. So we like had to split it up and do a different game plan because just it's not feasible. Not on a summer day.
Yeah. Cause it was hot, wasn't it?
It was hot as hell. It was like shady inside of the stadium, but like It was still June in Harrison, New Jersey. Like,
oh, in Rhode Island,
Harrison, Rhode Island. Yeah, Harrison, Connecticut.
It's probably a Harrison, Connecticut.
No, most definitely. Are you kidding? Cursed state.
All right. So, in terms of play, okay. Before we wrap up, because I got questions about Pride. In terms of play, are there any other things and thoughts and feelings and emotions?
Welcome. Listen, I will give her credit where credit is due. I will welcome back McCall Zerboni because, like we were just talking about with senior leadership, she's definitely that person in the locker room, and she was very happy to have the armband back. So, you know what? I'll give her kudos for that. Like Jenna Nicewanger, like they all just had great games. Even the demon chaos gremlin Emily Sonnet had a good game. Like,
yes, she did.
They were gelling, and that's all that mattered. Mm-hmm. So, and like it showed. It was a good game, like on both sides, honestly. Like both sides capitalized on a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
And you know, the difference was made in goalkeeping and in what shots made it, and coaching. We love Becky, trust me. Again, ex Gotham, but like Becky needs to have more of a commanding presence, and mm-hmm. it's obvious that that's not.
And she was like that at Gotham too. So like this is not that surprising.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to understand when to, because even some of the substitutions, I'm like, you're not going anywhere with the youth on the field, and then what's the game? There's no game plan, particularly against a team this good that anybody can roll out to what they're doing. It's not like last year when y'all were trying to figure it out, and y'all two was like, we have been bumblebee formation, somebody go score.
It was actually just cause chaos.
it was pure chaos.
Yeah, y'all are now organized, so you can't do that. So you got to have something. And like, particularly I was frustrated because I'm like, okay, Messiah's out there, Sydney's mm-hmm. out there, but there's like no organization. You yank off Rocky because she played internationally. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have organization to try to go get the goal. So then it's like, why do we have 12 minutes? This is over. Let's go home. Let's go try it again next week. Mm-hmm. But with that said, Pride night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Pride day. Well, yeah, Pride in the daytime. Because this game was at early clock in the morning.
It was a 12:30 kickoff.
It was disgusting.
And we were out there. What time? I got there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I left at 8:30.
10:30. Yeah. You left at 8:30 because you drove. You madman.
That's crazy.
I brought people, so I drove.
Yeah.
So were y'all hyped up on champagne, mimosas, and all that? Yes. Okay, taking shots.
Someone brought a handful of tequila, and we had Long Island bagels. Does not get more metro area than that.
Okay. So,
one of those.
So, like, what was the vibe across the stadium? Y'all had your Hoes Mad t-shirts. Y'all had your rainbows. Was there glitter, sparkles?
A lot of glitter, a lot of sparkles, a lot of rainbow colors. Pride is probably the funnest night mm-hmm. at Red Bull Arena for Gotham, I feel.
Absolutely.
You have great performers come in. Last year we had the Queens come up on the perch.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Pride has always been probably the best night for Gotham in terms of just like fan engagement. So.
And like the number show.
We basically sell out the arena all the every Pride game. So,
did y'all have any like performers this game or halftime or anything?
Oh yeah, Jan Jan.
Well,
Jan
Sport.
I like Jan Jan.
Yeah. Jan Sport, who's a local queen who was also on Drag Race, did the national anthem, and they did have some drag performers at like the pregame fan fest and everything.
I think more people were there for Sue, but
yeah, more people were definitely there to meet Sue Bird. What did I call her on Twitter? That we were her club in law.
We're Megan Rapinoe's club in law.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because Sue Bird she's part owner.
Yeah.
So we're just like, Megan, you can't be that mean to your club in law. Like, we saw you covering y'all
gave
up our
star. You gave her a jersey with a star that y'all wouldn't get her. Like, be for real.
We did nothing, actually.
Y'all gave her a jersey with a star. Oh my God, I would have covered it too.
And she covered it up. But you know what? Fine, but. You're the one who you're marrying a part owner. Yeah. Like, this is gonna happen.
I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, karma's a bitch. He should have done better.
Oh God, no! Oh no!
All right, oh. We can cut there. She just spit all over my glasses.
Oh shit. Y'all have you take your beefs up. It's not I say it. Y'all take y'all beefs up in that. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Okay.
We're not even gonna attempt.
Oh, all right. Did y'all have any? Wait. Did y'all have any pride chants? Did y'all be banging for the? You know, y'all be banging for the Gotham FC Jesus. Were y'all have any pride chants?
Gotham FC Jesus. Definitely a phrase.
I think our closest to like a pride chant would be every time we touch Cascada is 100%.
Cascada is definitely gay culture. I don't know if the people know this. The people from Rose City, the Riveters, who came to the final got a taste of some of our chants. They're like, why don't we do these? I was like, because we came up with them, so please don't. But we do Cascadas every time we touch.
Can I hear the chant? You gonna do it?
Oh, Jesus.
You are asking a lot of people who just barely have a voice to do this. You just have to come and witness it yourself.
Okay, cool.
It's a lot of fun. We go crazy.
All right, that's a good lead in because I know y'all don't have a voice, so I'm not gonna keep y'all here forever. to hits and riffs. So we ask, well, we usually have a theme. We do songs of yesterday and today, quiet storms, fast jams. But we're doing pride. So give me your pride lituation song for yourselves, and then what one would you like to see be a chant?
Oh, no.
Oh, I have some answers.
I don't have a chant.
I got answers. Okay, so we said this before because I was being absolutely ridiculous, but I have to say that I caught the nasty bug. Tinashe's nasty is on my absolute rotation right now. TikTok has helped a lot with that, but it's permeated the house. I don't know what you were thinking. If you put on a jam in our household,
I work at a bar.
I will get in on that Spotify jam, and I will put on Tinashe's nasty in the middle of your Hozier lineup.
Heck no. Yo, it's so you're there, you all chill.
Ballad by like this Irishman about like something, and all you hear is, "I've been a nasty girl."
I'm taking a nice peaceful shower.
A peaceful shower to the dulcet tones of an Irishman.
And then you hear, you get hit with that,
literally. And so like I come back in because I was outside, quote unquote, checking the weather. And then I come back in, and Shay is opening the bathroom door, and I just hear Tinashe like echo through the house, and he's like, "Are you kidding me?" But anyways, yeah. So that's my number one right now. And then if we had to do a chant, I will cape for this. For this woman, Chapel Roan is taking the world by storm right now. Mm-hmm. And I will either do Hot to Go or something else along. Like, I don't know if Feminine Nomenon could work.
I don't think Feminine Nomenon does a lot.
We could go Hot to Go. We had someone in our Cloud9 Discord say that they came up to apparently the letters in Maitana's name matches Hot to Go. And so
it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And so apparently he wants to try that. So we might have to workshop some things. But that's mine right now. We also were doing Gimme, Gimme, Gimme to Midge when she was playing. Yeah. Gimme, gimme, gimme a Midge after midnight.
Wow.
Won't somebody help me score my troubles away? Oh, it was good. It was good. We had a great time.
Yeah. Matane Hatago.
Matane Hatago, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. What yeah. was your what's your earworm?
Oh. Oh.
Suave.
you wish. My earworm right now is probably Sabrina Carpenter. What's the name of the goddamn song?
Espresso?
Yeah, Espresso.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because I'm a salad. Like that, you just got...
That's my nasty.
I'm
that's...
working late.
that's my
I'm
nasty.
I'm a singer.
Oh, my God.
I just can't stop doing that. Just that one piece of it. It's just like, it's just
I'm
in there.
A
it's so stupid. It's such a catchy, stupid song.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's like, yeah, Sabrina Carpenter Espresso. I do not have
a chant
that would... I think Hot to Go is probably the best idea
to go.
Come out of this.
It would be good. It would be good.
That'll be fun.
Honestly, we've had a couple others that we were trying to workshop. I'm trying to remember because we've introduced a bunch of new songs lately. And we have like our audibles and whatever. Like we've started doing for Ella Stevens, like, oh, Ella, you're so fun. You're so funny. You blow my mind. That sort of thing. Simple stuff. But yeah.
Okay. I guess for me, I don't really have no whatever for Pride. It's Pride every day.
It's BBL Drizzy.
No. Whoa. No. Actually, no, it'd be like maybe Million Dollar Baby.
Okay, that's a good one. That's
and
a good
then
one.
Actually, if somebody, I need some horns. I'm going to find me some fucking quads, some quints, and give me a tuba, and then let's get it. And then actually, she's gay shit. Find My Love by Snow the Product.
Snow the Product is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. She dope. So those are mine. And yeah. Do y'all have any shout outs? Do y'all have any groups, any events, any things happening?
The Pride Razor.
Yeah. You can talk to that if you want.
So we're running a fundraiser.
Cloud Nine.
It's for the Ali Forney Center. So every time there's a Gotham goal during the month of June, you pledge in a certain amount of money where if it's $1 and
per goal,
yeah, $1 per goal, Gotham scores 6 goals during the month of June, you send in $6 that you
directly
to the Ali Forney Center. We send a link to you guys, but what is the website? I should probably,
I think it's AliforneyCenter.org.
Well, with the Pride Razor.
We want
to keep track of that.
I'll put it in the show notes. Whatever.
Put that in the notes. Put that in the footnotes.
Yeah, but our Pride Razor is probably our biggest thing that we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And all the money goes towards the California Center, which is a great organization.
Yeah, they're great. They were tabling at the Pride match too. It was really nice. Like they were getting people to pledge there, and they had Gotham was actually really nice, and they put like the QR code up on the video screen to get people to pledge like in stadium, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it, and it's 601 pledged.
There's $600 pledged per goal. So
right now is 2 goals that we've scored because thank you so much, Angel City. we're at a total of $1,202.
So Angel City raised over $1,000. Y'all should feel so good
you
about yourselves.
So great.
Yay. Go team.
Yeah. I mean, also I was so happy to do this because this is the first time that I've ever actually been on something with you using your platform and everything. So super happy to have done this with you and with the Shea Butter conglomerate. You know, always shouting out the Never Log Off group chat, obviously.
What is that? Just, I don't know what that is.
Don't make me tap the sign. the actual conglomerate that keeps me sane. But yeah, no, just everyone in that chat and doing the work in this league is incredibly important, and I'm just very happy to help contribute to that, to the culture.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know what, I'm saying this because we won and I can be nice, but
you go ahead and talk your little baddie shit. Yeah,
I mean, it was the chant, I believe, was New York's chilling, Jersey's chilling, what more can I say?
Fuck LA,
man. Fuck y'all. Ooh. Like, what the fuck?
We got an entire section of gay newbies to do that, and I wept tears of joy. I need you to know
this. Oh my God, that's actually pretty fucking dope. LA, you gotta stand up. You gotta do better. You gotta be better. Like, oh, okay, okay.
Tell them.
Okay, okay, okay. So why should people join Cloud9? How can they get signed up and linked up if they want to? Do they have to like cross? They have to jump over some hurdles? They gotta flip over some chairs? They gotta do a secret handshake? Scavenger hunt?
The internet is free, thank God.
Yeah, but
so.
I guess the one thing I'll say about Cloud9 is that we always describe ourselves as your instant soccer friends. You could come to a game by yourself and you come and mingle with us and you'll instantly have a set of friends that would talk to you about the sport and would, if you needed a ride to and from the game, we have plenty of people that live all over the state of Jersey, New York, and
elsewhere.
Massachusetts.
We got members in France.
We do have members in France. I think we also have some in Brazil as well. So
yeah,
we're international.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're your instant soccer friends. You come in and we will instantly be
as long as you know. we're the most friendly people you will know. And if you want to check out Cloud9, I believe the website is cloud9goth.com.
Yep.
And we'll post that in there. Notes too.
Yeah. You can sign up there. And if you sign up for a membership this year, your scarf will have a nice shiny star on it.
Oh God.
Megan Rapinoe's need not apply.
you get a scarf and a koozie.
I do have a question because y'all are people of color. How is it being there? Like y'all are capos. Y'all are in the situation in the supporter group. How is that? From y'all's different lived perspectives.
Want to speak to that?
Oh.
you want me to speak to that? You can speak to it.
I feel like you can speak because you played soccer in the United States. I didn't play
yeah, soccer. I mean, it's always different. So I grew up playing soccer from when I was age 4 till when I was a sophomore in high school. And truth be told, and like, I don't know if this is actually out there at any capacity, but like, I actually experienced some really shitty racism when I was a goalkeeper in white suburbia. Like, our coaches, for lack of a better term, were treating all of the girls of color on our team different. And like, it was really obvious. Like, I tested it a couple times. Like, it was one of those situations that like, I was told after a game that because I was doing my job as a goalkeeper and like yelling out instructions to the rest of the team, that my position on varsity was going to be threatened unless I shut the fuck up. So like, my dad was my former coach. I told him all about this and he's like, you know what? Like, it's ultimately your decision, but if you don't want to play for this team anymore, I understand. And I didn't. Like, I quit. After sophomore year, I went to clubs and like I played outside of my high school system because I didn't want to deal with that. And like 2 years later, those coaches' parents got together and signed a petition and these coaches were out. They were like special education teachers and they were treating people like one of them spat gum at one of my like fellow teammates because she was talking out of turn. Like it was one of those like very, very strange behavior. And so coming from that place and like being able to have a place of leadership, like even as a capo, I always want to see people who are like me on the stand, whether it's a person of color, a person who is trans, out of the gender binary, all of that stuff. Like, we want to make sure that every half there's at least some representation of non-men, non-cis men up on that stand. And we get that. And, you know, it's something that we build our ethos on. We want to see who, like, people like us in the section and make sure that everyone knows that they're welcome.
Word.
Yeah, that's it on me.
Any thoughts, Shay? Or,
I guess for me, I felt I'm less of like on the race side of it, but more on the gender identifying side. Yeah. I'm trans, and I think Cloud9 has probably been the safest place I've been as a supporter and as a person existing. In the world, they've really like I've been insulated in a way, basically surrounded by people who love me and who have always supported me to the end and back. So that will be like the one thing I would say about Cloud9 is that everyone is super supporting.
Yeah, we look out for each other.
Yeah, we're a family first and foremost. And we all love each other. So you join Cloud9, you join a family. And I truly believe that. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's so dope. That's so cool.
We're not being paid to say this. No, we actually are not.
That's real. Not real.
I really wish we were.
What's your family in the house, like on the screen? Y'all can't see.
Oh it. Yeah. It. I mean, it's nice. This is the Cloud9 Brooklyn branch right here. This is Cloud9 headquarters in Brooklyn.
Gotham, Brooklyn. I'm adding.
Hold up. They can't see this there, but right up there. That is the TIFO of the year plaque that we got for 2021 for the bird. Oh yeah, and then up there,
signed,
next to the neon butt, the signed drum head from like what 2021?
Yeah, it's 2021.
Oh, next to the stripper light. Yeah.
Next to the butt.
Next to the butt.
you can't expect anything else from this apartment specifically. I don't know what you're talking about. Miss Hose be mad. Like,
hey, yo, this is dope shirt. This is they do. People do like Hose.
It's
the Hose do be mad. They be like, what? And then it's like this be mad. Rainbow.
this is the place to have the butt neon side. Mm-hmm. But we are covered in Gotham and Cloud9 paraphernalia, and rightfully so. Like, there are people.
Hey, that sounds dope. And so, well, on that note, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the Gotham, Rhode Island, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut. If you haven't heard my rap play out the back, wait. If you haven't heard my rap play out the back, in the end, I'm shouting out different cities. And the reason I'm shouting out all them cities is to cover Gotham, because I got to get all your whole coverage.
You're really making us out to be like NYCFC, and I don't want to bring and cross those streams, but I guarantee you that is not who we are.
No, it's cracking a joke on the New York, New Jersey, the coverage.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Area.
Whatever the hell Megan Rapinoe also said that one year. She was like, New York, New Jersey, whatever, Gotham FC, like Sky Blue, Gotham
New York,
FC.
New Jersey, Sky Blue, Gotham FC.
Hey, but y'all beat LA, so y'all get to yiggity, yiggity, yak, 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 until y'all come to Los Angeles. And hopefully a certain legend is also playing. And then we see what's good.
I mean, I would love to do an away day out there. And y'all, if you're ever in our neck of the woods, you know, spread love.
When I come over there, I'm going to be in the streets. I'm going to be in the seats.
We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. That's for sure.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Sky. Thanks for having us.
And so what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated. We're going to stay melanated. We're going to make sure the black women, black people, everybody in your life is celebrated. And we're going to make sure our Shea Butter Bombs are always elevated. Oh, yeah. And the reason why it's called Shea Butter Bombs is because of a goal by Kristen Press. And still is called a Shea Butter Bomb. So great thing she's back training again. And what we going to do? Yep. We're going to be like, have a great week. See you soon. We'll see who's on the next episode of The Situation. It ain't going to be Angel City Gang, because I ain't going through this again. But anyway.
Hopefully next time it's the shoes on the other foot, right?
Right. Well, you know, that's not how that goes.
Hopefully for her, not for us.
Well, yeah, that was, yeah, we all come here. Yeah, y'all catch that L. Get them L's. Then we'll do it again. But all right.
Not today, though.
All right. Yeah. Y'all won. You need to be there. Yes. But yeah, thank y'all. All right. Y'all say bye.
Bye. I've been watching people.